Massachusetts is under a state of emergency this morning. Governor Baker made the declaration yesterday in response to the coronavirus outbreak. There are 92 confirmed and presumptive cases of the virus now in the state, and the governor says he's preparing for the inevitable. To explain what this declaration means, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for coming to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So what exactly does state of emergency mean? Tell us about it.
Well, the state of emergency gives the governor, if needed, the ability to do some things that he can't normally do under standard operating procedures. For example, he'd be able to call off large events. It also gives him the ability to access buildings or other facilities quickly to store things like the stockpile of supplies that may be needed to deal with treating victims of the virus. Now, the last time the governor declared a state of emergency was 2 years ago following the Merrimack Valley gas explosions.
What was the governor's message when he declared the state of emergency? And what do the next weeks and months look like in Massachusetts, do you think?
Well, the message had been, for the past week or so, that the coronavirus risk in Massachusetts was low. But now the governor says it's on the increase. The number of cases in Massachusetts jumped from 41 on Monday to 92 yesterday. Now, 70 of those are connected to the Biogen meeting in Boston. Now, as a result, the governor is urging people, especially people at high risk, such as the elderly, to avoid places with crowds. Work from home if he can. He's also curtailing travel for state employees.
All work-related travel, both foreign and domestic, is to be discontinued until further notice. We will also strongly encourage that executive branch employees avoid any personal international travel. Conferences, seminars, and other discretionary gatherings hosted by the executive branch agencies involving external parties are to be held virtually or canceled.
Governor Baker there. Steve Brown, the governor yesterday when he made that announcement also used the phrase, which I read earlier, preparing for the inevitable. Massachusetts is preparing. What does that mean?
Well, I think it means that this is going to get worse before it gets better. The question is, how much worse? The state wants to be in a position that they can handle it if there's going to be an influx in patients, that there are enough beds and medical professionals to deal with it, that it comes in at a pace that they can handle.
All right. To the city of Boston, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh had a similar message yesterday talking about the, quote, fluid situation in the city. He talked about how quickly the virus is moving and even said there have been preliminary discussions about shutting down the city if need be. What's the city doing to deal with all this?
Well, like the state, they're urging people to take the extra precautions, you know, avoid crowds, wash your hands often, don't touch your face. Mayor Walsh defended his decision to cancel the annual St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston. He realizes that this is an economic hit to South Boston and to the city, but says he must balance that with the health of residents and visitors. He talked about upcoming events and the possibility of shutting down the Boston Marathon. While the marathon is still scheduled for April 20th, which is about 40 days away, its running is still far from certain.
If there's a decision on the marathon, obviously we have to work with other 8 cities and towns, and we'd have to have conversations around that. The economic impact of the marathon in Boston, I looked at that number yesterday, is about $211 million. So when you think about the economic impact in the city, but at the bottom line, my job as mayor and our jobs as leaders is to make sure that people are safe.
So, Steve Brown, bigger picture question here. Are we looking at a far different Boston than we're used to seeing in the next few months?
That's hard to say for certain because no one really knows for sure just how bad this potential epidemic will be. Now, both the governor and the mayor hope the steps that they are taking will be effective in keeping the spread of the coronavirus to a manageable level. They're formulating some worst-case scenario plans just in case, but of course they hope that those plans never have to be deployed.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.